A very warm welcome to our Tech Central TCS Plus podcast. My name is JDF Chiba, and today in the studio I have two guests from Arctic Wolf. Firstly, we have Claire Loveridge, who is the Vice President and General Manager for the EMEA region at Arctic Wolf. And we also have Johnny Ellis, who is Senior Director for the EMEA channels at Arctic Wolf. Claire and Johnny, very nice to see you. Warm welcome to
Thank
the studio.
You. Thank you very
Good
much.
Good to have you here today. Arctic Wolf is a cybersecurity firm that specializes in managed detection and response. Their core Aurora platform, powered by AI, continuously ingests and analyzes trillions of security events weekly to uncover and remediate threats in real time. They follow a concierge delivery model, which is a 24/7 managed service combining human analysts with automated systems to reduce alert noise and accelerate response. Their mission statement is straightforward: to end cyber risk, providing threat detection, risk management, incident response, and even cyber insurance wraparound benefits. Today, we want to get a broader look at the Arctic Wolf business, touching on the global and more specifically on the EMEA region. So Claire, I think to start with you, can you elaborate on the significant milestones and strategic shifts Arctic Wolf have undergone globally and specifically in the EMEA region in the past 12 months?
Absolutely. First of all, thank you for having us today. It's our pleasure to be able to join and do this podcast with you. Before I start, just a little bit of background on Arctic Wolf. The business has been established since 2012 and launched the MDR service that you touched on in 2014. And the MDR service really was the first service that Arctic Wolf went to market with. There's a lot broader an offering. You mentioned the Aurora platform, mm-hmm. and I'm sure we'll talk about that in more detail. And from that point, Arctic Wolf really focused on building a strong go-to-market service offering in the North American region. Unlike many startups who will prove a market model and then expand to see how the service or how the technology would fit internationally, Arctic Wolf really focused on securing the market, improving the go-to-market and the service in North America. We only launched in EMEA in 2021, so it's about 4.5 years that we started in the EMEA market. But by that point in time, the analysts like IDC and Forrester and some of the others told us that it was the right time because the market was accelerating at a rate of knots, that it was the right time to enter the EMEA market. So I was the first person hired and started in April 2021 with five other colleagues. So six of us hit the ground. And in a very short, well, what feels like short some days and incredibly long in other days, in a short 4.5 years, we've expanded that team to over 350 people with teams in 13 different countries, including South Africa. South Africa, I actually opened 3 years ago because we very quickly recognized that the growth of cyber attack and cyber risk in the South African market at times was showing the South African market to have the highest number of attacks globally. So we knew that this was an issue that was growing and that we needed to address down here. So very quickly, we decided to put teams in the South African market. So really, over the last 4.5 years, this has all been about growing a market presence and understanding what customers in both EMEA and the South African market want and need and how we can help them to end cyber risk. Ending cyber risk is a really wide statement to make. Yes. And it's something that nobody so far has been able to do. But one of the key growth elements that we've seen globally and from here in the last 12 months has been our acquisition of the Cylance endpoint product. So it's been our investment into the endpoint market. Mm-hmm. You touched on the Aurora platform, and really that has accelerated the change in our go-to-market. So we talk about MDR, which is the managed detection and response. We talk about managed risk, which is the threat prevention, which is the vulnerability side of the solutions that we offer. Managed awareness, which is training the human element. Incident response, which I know we'll touch on later on as well. But when we talk about the Aurora platform, adding Endpoint onto the platform is all about offering customers a platform approach with a security operations first go to market, but allowing customers to either join us at the relevant part of the journey that they're on in the cyber solution adoption. But it's also allowing customers the opportunity to take a product or a service at a certain point of time, but not tying them into anything. And allowing the acquisition of Cylance allows us to offer the customers that flexibility, should they want to take Arctic Wolf's endpoint offering, to add the endpoint solution as part of our go-to-market portfolio.
So I think you've touched on some of these, but what are some of the other primary drivers behind these changes that have come about at Arctic Wolf?
So the market's changing. As you look at the market today, there have never been more security tools on offer. There's now over 4,000 security tools. If you put one slide up with all of the logo of security tools...
I have done that. I have seen it.
That's a lot of security tools. And actually... people are continuing to invest in the tools approach because that's the way that they've always attacked security needs. So there's a new threat, there's a new tool that comes out for it. So with all of these 4,000 tools, the increase in security spend continues to go up year on year. And in the last year, that went up by 13% to $183 billion. So with that amount of spend on security tools, you'd be forgiven for assuming that that was fixing the problem. But if you look at what's happening in the cyber landscape, there was actually the biggest growth in cyber losses over the last year, going up by 33% to $16.6 billion. So if you look at the growth in cyber losses and you look at the amount that's being spent on security tools, the problem isn't being fixed, and quite the opposite, in actual fact, which is it's getting larger, which is what we call this effectiveness gap. And it's helping organizations to understand that the traditional approach of a tools adoption security prevention model, if you like, isn't working. And if you haven't got a way to operate, either a plan or a way to operationalize your security approach, you'll never get the outcomes that you want. And that's what Arctic Wolf's all about, helping customers to get the outcomes that they need to protect themselves against cyber risk.
Yeah, I mean, you know, cyber itself is always seen as a grudge purchase. It's like insurance. So companies are obviously trying to manage how much they spend on these platforms. So clearly, you know, you want to balance that as much as you can. And as you said, more tools, more investment, not solving the problem.
Absolutely. The problem absolutely hasn't been solved. And even today, the adoption of cybersecurity solutions still remains fairly low. I think you'd be surprised at some of the size of organizations that we talk to that still have nothing in place from a cybersecurity platform perspective. So they may have the requirements that insurance had at the time they took the insurance out. So that may be firewalls, as you would expect. It might be MFA. It might be some other tools. But if you look at a holistic approach to cybersecurity, the number of organizations that still haven't adopted anything is incredibly high.
A lot of work still to be done.
Huge amount of work still.
A huge opportunity as well.
Absolutely.
I think turning to the growth aspect of your business, particularly for FY26, so what are the key growth projections and strategic priorities for Arctic Wolf in FY26, both globally and in the EMEA region?
So because we've changed our approach from really going to market with an MDR solution or managed risk, we're changing the way we think and urging customers to change the way they think about their cybersecurity requirements and looking into this platform approach. One of the key things about Arctic Wolf is that there's no tie-in, so there's no rip and replace. So we're trying to help customers to understand the outcomes that they want from the tools or the products they're invested in and helping them to get there. The challenge that we see in this market hasn't changed even over the 4 years that I've been doing this with Arctic Wolf. There's still a large talent shortage. If you look at the South African market itself, 63% of security analyst roles or that type of role are either partially filled or unfilled. So we know that there's a huge talent shortage in this area, which means that even with the tools approach, organisations are unable to manage those or get the outcomes that they want from them. And there's alert fatigue. Again, going back to the traditional tools approach, organisations aren't able to manage or deal with the amount of alerts that they get they're getting in from those tools or solutions that they've previously invested in. So over the next 12 months, the go-to-market remains the same, but the way we're positioning this to customers is you really need to look at how you can operationalise your approach to cybersecurity and understand how you get from point A, which is where you are now, whether that's tools, whether it's some managed services, whether it's managed detection and response, whether it's a holistic approach that you've already got to in the stages that we think about. How can we help you get to the point where you can take the investments that you've got, you can make sure that you are getting the most out of those, that you're worrying less about the talent shortage and the alert fatigue, and you're really partnering with an organization that can help you get to the security posture that you expect and the outcomes that you need, and ultimately to the IT directors or the board that they can sleep safe at night knowing that they've got a partner or a solution in place that can protect them against cyber threat.
Yeah, I'm intrigued with the word operationalize, and my own interpretation is to embed that into your day-to-day practices in the organization. And having a platform approach means that you have less reliance in automation, less reliance on the human being. And mitigate the shortage problem.
You do, but you partner with an organization that has all of that in place already. So, you know, it's commonly known that to make complex solutions effective or to make complex solutions work, you need three things. You need technology, people, and process.
Yes.
And that's what Arctic Wolf has delivered from the very beginning. So the technology is the platform. The people is the concierge security teams that you mentioned earlier, and the process is the security journey that we take organizations on to take them from whichever point they're in on their security journey to ultimately harden the posture and get the outcomes that they want. So the operationalizing really is partnering with a company that has that platform approach that can take the investments that you've already made to get you the outcomes that you want.
Perfect. So going forward, how does Arctic Wolf plan to sustain this growth in a particularly competitive cybersecurity market?
I think understanding customers' needs is obviously the most important, and being able to grow and scale with the ever-changing threat landscape, because it's not static. The cybersecurity threat landscape is constantly evolving and changing. And using things like AI is going to be hugely important to us to scale. So as we know, AI becomes more successful the more data you have. We actually wrote our whole back end last year to create a whole data lake to be able to use AI and maximize that. So we're going to continue to evolve our solutions with the requirements of the customer and also with the very evolving threat landscape.
I see you've got very good NPS scores from your customers. So how do you ensure that this consistent customer satisfaction across diverse regions like EMEA and South Africa, given the different market dynamics and consumer needs?
So because we take threats from the global landscape, if you like, you know, we talk about this network effect. So because we're not just looking at data from customers in the UK or data from customers in South Africa, we can look at this globally and attack that entire global threat landscape. That's one thing. But I think one of the things that Arctic Wolf does really well is invest very heavily in the people aspect. So as we've launched into EMEA, or come into new regions, we've invested very heavily in people. The technology that we have is phenomenal, and I would say that, but I find it hard to work for an organization that you can't believe in, and I truly believe in Arctic Wolf's mission and the technology that they deliver behind that. But if people ask me what our real USP is, I honestly believe it's the people investment, because we are very much a people-led service. So you have the technology part, which is the platform and all of the products that we deliver on top of that platform. But every organization and every customer has named concierge security engineers who work with them if there's a threat, then they've got somebody there to call for help, but also somebody to guide them through what they need to do, not only to fix that problem, but to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And those are named individuals that they can always go to for any help. That's on top of the full team of 24/7 SOC analysts we have. And then in addition, we have a customer success team who are constantly working with our customers to understand ever-changing needs or their environments and how we can help them to maximise the coverage that we have. As you look at the EMEA region, we opened a local headquarters based out of Newcastle. We put a SOC in Frankfurt, not just to ensure that we've got data in the EMEA region, but also to make sure that from the 24/7 coverage, we can do that locally in the region as well. And then when we come into countries, we make sure that we invest in people and teams to partner with our customers. So it's not a, we're going to sell you a product or a tool and then let you go. We're going to sell you a solution that fits where you are. We're going to take you on a journey, but we're going to do that very closely with the people element of what we do. And for me, that's the biggest partnership that we have for our customers and allows us to build the awareness and the knowledge in each country or region we go into.
I wonder if you could share a specific customer example, either a story from a customer or an example where Arctic Wolf have made a true difference leading to their satisfaction.
So to be able to answer this question properly, I read through quite a lot of our case studies to see if I could come up with one particular case study that would answer this. But actually, I think there's a common running theme throughout all of our customer base. So I might need to generalize in this question. When we ordinarily approach customers, there's not just one need that they have that we need to go in and fix. We don't know what we need to do to make ourselves secure. And the lack of awareness into not only the threat landscape, which is ever changing in different countries at different times, whether that be political, whether it be financial based, that's ever changing. But customers don't know what they need to do to get from A to B or even A to Z to make themselves secure. They don't know how to prove through compliance or to compliance that they're secure. They don't know how to answer the questions from the board. And above all, they don't know how to secure their reputation, because the biggest thing, apart from the cost of a breach that organizations is facing, is the cost of the reputational damage. Yes. And it's that risk that organizations are finding very hard, and they can't answer the question when asked, are we secure? So I think the biggest thing that we've solved for most of our organizations is giving them the security that they are protected, that they are working with a partnership, and that they can sleep at night.
Mm-hmm. It's a question I constantly got when I was CIO from our audit committee.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know that you're secure? And when you come to compliance, you know, you have to answer a whole load of questions. Mm. And being able to pull the reports and the data to make sure that you are compliant or that you are secure is an incredibly difficult thing to do if you don't have a good, strong partnership.
Absolutely. Turning to investment in the EMEA region, how do these regional investments contribute to Arctic Wolf's global strategy?
So as I mentioned before, there wasn't really a global presence in Arctic Wolf until 2021. In the last 4.5 years, we've expanded into EMEA, we've expanded into ANZ. The acquisition of Cylance and the Cylance customer base has broadened our coverage globally quite substantially. But the EMEA region has grown to become a very strategic part of the global business in a very short period of time. And when you look at the regions that we're currently operating in EMEA, you know, in Africa, we're only in South Africa. We've currently got teams in the UK, Benelux, Nordics, and DACH. So the ability that we have to expand into the rest of Europe, Southern Europe, France, Spain, Italy, markets that we're not currently in, the Middle East, we don't currently have a presence. So the amount of growth that Arctic Wolf can see moving forward from the international regions is phenomenal.
We spoke earlier you touched on it, on the incident response side of things. So the incident response plan 360 Sounds like a significant evolution. Can you expand a little bit on it, please?
I can. So IDC, there's a report that IDC have just written about IR360 saying, why has nobody done this? Why has nobody thought of this before now? Which is a great validation for us, because when you have third parties validate what you decide to go to market with, it's always reassuring. IR360 is a whole different way of thinking about incident response. And the traditional hours-based incident response models, this is really shaking that up. So this, again, is very much to the outcome-based approach. Mm-hmm. So we've always had an IRJS, so what we call an incident restart, incident response jumpstart retainer. And that gives you a four-hour SLA. It gives you the ability to do IR planning and so on and so forth. IR360 is shaking up the way organizations typically do incident response. So there's no more buying a block of hours. This is about an outcome-based approach. So there's a three-hour SLA, but more importantly, you get full response to one major breach per year. So if there's a major breach in the organization, you have got the full ability to respond to that alongside Arctic Wolf as your incident response partner. The only caveat to that is that there's a limit on the amount of hours for restoration. But in terms of dealing with the entire breach, mm-hmm. we give you one full breach or one full incident per year to help the customer with. So it's not about buying a block of hours. It's about knowing that if there is an incident, you're fully covered for that.
So I think I wanted to talk about IR360 versus the traditional approach, but I think you've covered a fair amount of that. Maybe touch on what are the benefits to the customer taking this type of approach?
Well, it's very different. So typically, if a customer had bought a block of hours and they didn't use them, they'd either lose them or they would use them on something different, spend that money on something different. This is about giving an organization the ability not only to be secure and planning for, but also responding to an incident should it happen. And the likelihood of an incident happening in an organization is increasing at a rate of knots. For many organizations, many of whom will have already had an incident, it's not an if, it's a when. So this gives you the ability to do a full IR plan, cyber resilience assessment, and then along with our team, prepare and plan for the incident as and when it should happen, and know that you're completely covered for whatever needs to happen. That's negotiation with the bad actors, that's working with your cyber insurance, it's the remediation, it's the forensics, it's the entire impact of a breach on your organization.
I think that goes a long way to getting IT directors and CIOs to sleep a little bit more
comfortably. Many organizations still don't have an IR plan, and that's what this provides you. It provides you with the plan, but also the assurance that you're covered should that happen.
Johnny, we haven't spoken to you today, let's get going, particularly on the channel side of things. So South Africa is a crucial market for Arctic Wolf, and can you discuss the growth and increasing depth of your channel partners in South Africa, and what makes these partnerships particularly strong?
Yeah, as Claire said, we've been in the region for a few years now, and partners that we started with were infrastructure partners that had customers that wanted to look into cyber security. So we helped them in a low-cost environment so they could get into doing that with Arctic Wolf. As we've transitioned over the period, we start to see different types of partners coming on board. So security partners now are calling Arctic Wolf to see how they can work with us, work in conjunction with what they've already got, where they're supplying tools or product into those organizations, and how we can enhance their offering to their customer base. I think a great position that we're in is that we're getting more and more partners coming to us and wanting to sign up.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So what are your specific programs and initiatives that you have to implement and support the channel partners?
So we have a full partner program, as you would imagine, but part of that interactive partner program is a whole raft of marketing tools, training, so sales training, technical training. And on top of that, we have partnership agreements for partners to be able to earn, I wouldn't say points for prizes, but earn as they transact with us, social media activities. We have a program called Game Changers, which, as the name would suggest, try and do things different to other vendors. So we're going to market there. We're helping them to understand, read articles, IDC documentations, all the analyst information, and also take that to market to their customers as well. We're creating a partner through marketing, so campaigns in a box that they can reuse and actually start to drive that into their particular markets.
Are these partners primarily resellers, to your point, or do they go beyond and provide services as well?
Yes, I mean, we started off with resale. So we have three go-to-markets. So we have resale, where in theory we work with the channel partners. We actually contract directly with the end users, that the transaction goes through those partners. So for those particular partners, you know, we take the risk, and we are on the hook for whatever happens. Mm-hmm. So that is easy for a channel partner to work on. And I would say 80% of our current business is in the resale business. Then we transition into MSP Plus, which is a hybrid version of where the channel partners are offering other services. So they might be doing backup as a service, they might be doing smaller other services, platform, etc., to those particular customers, in theory where they're acting as the outsource IT department. So that's a tripartite version. The contract is with the partner. They actually have the SLA with the end user, but we're on the hook with them and drive that in a tripartite. And then on top of that, we have a full MSP go-to-market, which is fledgling for us in EMEA due to the fact that we are not multi-tenanted. Mm-hmm. So and obviously in an approach that people would like. So as with the Cylance acquisition, we're starting to bring that MSP program together, and we'll come out with a new program in short time.
I think, Claire, turning to the cyber landscape trends that we're seeing in the market, from Arctic Wolf's point of view, or Vantage point of view, what are the most critical and emerging cyber landscape trends that the organization needs to be aware of now?
So interestingly, this year in the trends report that Arctic Wolf releases, it was the first year that AI has overtaken ransomware as the biggest threat. So talking to organizations, we go out to a host of customers and prospects organizations and ask them several questions, one of which is, what's your biggest concern? What's the biggest threat that you're worried about? And for the first time, AI has overtaken ransomware. Mm-hmm. So whilst ransomware is still huge, and actually in South Africa was 40% of all African breaches this year, ransomware still plays a very large part, as well as business email compromise, the human risk. AI is now the biggest threat to organizations. And from some conversations we've been having this week, in actual fact, the threat of AI is extending way beyond just cyber, but it's also extending into what does that mean for cloud environments? What does that mean for on-prem environments? So I think, you know, the buzzword on everybody's lips right now, what you see at all trade shows, everybody's coming out with some sort of AI solution. I think AI is something we're going to have to be really cognizant of. And that goes across all parts of the business, down to, you know, using AI in interviews. And we've actually seen in some organizations that people have been using AI as a way to change their faces on interviews, on remote interviews, and gain access to organizations to be able to breach the organization internally instead of having to get in externally. So AI is becoming the biggest breach threat. Mm-hmm.
So clearly these things are beginning to impact businesses in a significant way. Could you elaborate a little bit of what are those impacts businesses are seeing?
They are seeing that they have less certainty about how secure they are because there's so little awareness of the risk around AI. I think if you ask most organizations how they see AI as a risk, they know it's a risk, but they don't know how or why. Mm. I think this means that the importance to have full and holistic visibility across their environment becomes even more essential, because the risk, threats and factors and ability for people to gain access to the network internally or externally is increasing greatly. So I think it's something that organizations are going to have to be cognizant of without understanding what the real risk is, but ensuring that they've got full coverage. And there's not a tool to fix an AI threat right now, but this will need full visibility across every attack surface. So, you know, your full attack surface, the endpoint, the network, the cloud, the human element, you need to have that visibility across your entire network to ensure that you can cover off that risk.
And I mean, if you think about just AI, you know, and many companies are grappling with how to use AI in their organizations. So not having a full understanding of what AI can do and is doing, and then you've got the cyber risk of AI as well. I think that that's a massive problem that companies are struggling with.
It's huge. It's huge. And organizations are now recognizing that that is a big threat. But again, that full visibility is essential.
It's important for the to understand that we have a really clean channel. So in the 3 years I've been at Arctic Wolf, across the whole of EMEA, we've only had two channel conflicts, which is amazing. I think the margin stack is great for partners, and that's through the life cycle of the contract. So I think, you know, that's really important through that 3 year or a year posture. You know, we are delivering good margin to the partners. And I think, you know, we are starting to see repeat business partners really investing, and where we're becoming relevant. The fact that we're relevant with them is really important. And I think, you know, as we move throughout the next year in South Africa especially, we have a great opportunity here with our partner network.
Can I just add on to the channel part? I think it's really important for our partners to understand that Arctic Wolf, from the very beginning, has been 100% channel. So we do not take business direct. And the way that we go to market is very much with a channel-first approach. Mm-hmm. So when we look at bringing solutions to market or we make acquisitions, we always look at how that can benefit our partners and what the messaging is to the partners to work with their existing tools or vendors or existing solutions and how they can bring this together. So we really consider ourselves a channel-first company. Our partners are hugely important to us. And that's why we endeavour to work as closely as we can. You know, I think every meeting this week that we've had has been with channel partners because the channel is so important to us. I truly don't believe that we can continue to deliver and build without solid channel partners. So it's hugely important.
It is, yes.
Thanks for that, Claire. Any closing comments from your side?
I think above all, you know, this is a really interesting space. I say interesting, but probably mean terrifying to most organizations because it's ever changing. The evolution that we've seen and the growth that we've seen in the region in the last 4 years has been beyond what I imagined, but shows that there's an absolute need in the market for a cybersecurity solution, whether that's ourselves or somebody else. But there's some absolute minimums that we believe organizations need to look into. If you don't have an IR plan, you absolutely need an IR plan. Not to be saved on your hard drive, because interestingly, that's the first place that the cyber attackers are going to. And when they're putting a ransomware request up, it matches the amount that they're covered on the cyber insurance, which is quite interesting. But an IR plan should be the absolute basic minimum. Understanding where you are in your journey, are your tools covering you, are you protected, are the managed services that you may have giving you visibility, or do you have a fragmented approach? How can you protect yourself against something that is inevitable is absolutely imperative. So if there are organizations that don't have a cybersecurity approach or a model or a plan, they need to think about that.
Mm. Claire, I think that's a great summary. Thank you very much for your time, both of you.
Thank you very much.
It's been a great conversation. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.